Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
Eastern Kentucky has a national reputation for poor health, and unfortunately, many statistics bear that out, including high local rates of diabetes, heart disease, respiratory issues, and more. But many people hope that's starting to change. According to Gallup, the Affordable Care Act caused Kentucky to rank as one of two states in the country where the rate of uninsured people fell by over 10% from 2013 to 2014. And just here in 2015, several new businesses have opened in the region geared specifically towards health and fitness, to give local people options to stay healthy here at home, and to create jobs in the process. Kelly Haywood has this story on two of those businesses that are using different methods to work towards that same goal.
I think life is what you make it. I mean, if you're going to stay here and look at it in a negative way, it's going to get negative, it's going to get bad. But if you look at it in a positive and happy way, if you don't let anything dull that, you'll find happiness and you'll find where you want to be here. And there's never a reason to look at it negative. Everything's positive.
That was the voice of Holly McCowan, a 21-year-old Pike County native who is a receptionist and teacher in training at Evolation Yoga Kentucky in Pikeville. Evolation is among several health and fitness-related businesses which were opened in Pike County in 2015 by young entrepreneurs. Currently, Kentucky has a 31.6% obesity rate, and nearly as many Kentuckians report they do not exercise. Could these new business owners be pioneering a sense of health awareness while also contributing to the local economy? With Pike County positioned as the seventh unhealthiest in the Commonwealth and a continued loss of jobs throughout the region, it is a significant question to ask.
My name is Cindy Adams. I am the studio owner of Evolation Yoga Kentucky in Pikeville, Kentucky, the only hot yoga studio within a 2.5-hour radius.
Adams' yoga studio is one among the many new options that have opened in the last 2 years for those seeking to improve their fitness. She describes why she wanted to share yoga in Pikeville.
I love my hometown. Pikeville is where I was born and raised, where I went to school. That's one of the biggest reasons I brought yoga to Pikeville, and I love seeing this town grow. I've traveled the country myself doing teacher trainings, practicing yoga, teaching yoga at a variety of studios. When I opened my studio in Pikeville, my goal was because I was hoping to grow that same community close to my family and friends. Half moon pose with hands to feet pose. Feet together, heels and toes touching. Lift up your kneecaps, engage your thighs. Hips slightly forward, shoulders back towards the back of the room, down.
Yoga is one of the most ancient physical and spiritual practices that has ever been documented. As a form of exercise, yoga includes physical postures and movements, breathing techniques, and meditations. Those who practice yoga report an overall improvement in their fitness level and ability to cope with stress. Adams found yoga when she was seeking to maintain her athletic physique and replace the sense of community she felt while a member of a championship cheerleading squad.
Experiencing knowledge from so many different people that come from so many different cultures, you can learn. I mean, you learn something new every day in a yoga class when you have, different teachers from around the world teaching. And it's about you. It's about your body. It's about your mind. It's about your thought process. It really is unbelievable what it can do if you just give it a chance. The hardest part, I believe, is getting to your mat, getting to the studio.
All right, guys, finish up with the easy 200-meter jog.
My name is Nicholas Potter, and I'm one of the co-owners here at CrossFit Experia.
CrossFit is a very different form of exercise than yoga in terms of intensity and type of workout. Yet CrossFitters see their workout as a practice or discipline as well. CrossFit emphasizes quick, strenuous workouts that are broad, general, and inclusive of all fitness levels. CrossFit is often classified as a sport, with CrossFit games being featured on television. While they do use some equipment such as barbells, kettlebells, and chin-up bars, the workouts are geared towards movements that are natural to the body. Like Adams, Nicholas Potter found CrossFit at a time when his fitness needed a boost. Potter explains how he came to share it in Pikeville.
2007, I was hired as a career firefighter. And in order to pass the certifications and get hired, you have to do a physical agility test. And so I thought I was, you know, in decent shape. You know, I run and lift weights and stuff. So for the test, I had to put on about roughly 60 pounds of gear and breathe air from a tank and perform all kinds of physical tasks. And before I finished, I thought, you know, they'll have to call an ambulance to come and get me when I'm done. I couldn't move, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't function. So that's when I decided to do something a little different. And about a week later, I was just sitting at home watching television on ESPN, and the CrossFit Games was on. So I was like, this looks interesting. And so it just started from there. I just wanted to, you know, share it with others and hopefully help people lead healthier lives, change their lifestyles, change their habits.
Both Potter and Adams found the passion for their physical and mental workouts before it turned into a business plan. Taking an unconventional path to business ownership put them both on the fast track to opening their doors to the public.
Well, this is home. So, and this opportunity was really just put in my lap. A bunch of good things happened at once, and we were blessed with this opportunity. Me and my business partners, it all just fell right into place. Fate chose us, I guess.
I come from a family background of business owners, so it was very helpful. I've worked in family businesses. I've seen my sibling, both of my parents, run successful businesses, so I have that experience, my teacher trainings, my traveling, working at other studios, as well as college.
New businesses opening doors in a community offers incentives in both the goods or services they provide, but also in bringing variety to employment opportunities. Holly McCowan, who we heard at the beginning of this piece, describes how having an opportunity for a career at Evolution Yoga in her own hometown has impacted her life.
I'm all about yoga. It's my life. It has turned me into such a better person. As soon as I started doing yoga, I kept saying, you know, like, I gotta get into yoga. That's my dream. That's what I want to do. And I've prayed about it. I talked about it. I talked so positively about it. Now I'm here, and like, hopefully I'll be at a training soon and get a certificate to teach. And this is beyond what I could have dreamed for, so it's really helped my life.
Adams has seen a positive community response to the studio and to yoga. She has been able to hire McCowan, as well as instructors from Pikeville and the wider community. Adams doesn't see her business as simply an economic venture.
We leave everything outside the door, and we truly come in here and do yoga, do what we love, share it with each other, and hopefully it'll just continue to grow and bring more and more people, because this is great what we have, but the more the merrier. Let's fill the room up. Let's get everyone in here enjoying this that wants to be a part of it. And we try every way to help people. We offer a work trade program if you can't afford yoga. In exchange for the price of a yoga class, you can come in and do some desk work, do some filing for us, trade the time in that you were in class for a class. So nothing should stop you from coming.
Potter sees his efforts in a broader sense as well. He describes the community's response and his desire to see CrossFit Experior positively affect the region and beyond.
Our members who have been coming for a while, we have two locations, and some of the older members are seeing great benefits, great results. They're seeing a lot of good things happen. You have to have the desire to change. Just come in, you know, start making smarter choices, smarter lifestyle choices, start exercising. The Williamson location is a Sweat Angels affiliate, and what that is a way for you to sort of give back while working out. So each time you come to our gym in Williamson and you check in on social media, like 50 cents is taken from our checking account and given to a different charity. And so it's a really good thing. We're giving back as well.
Remember, maximum weight in heels, hips forward, legs nice and strong, chest open, heart towards the ceiling, big inhale, stretch up, really try to grow tall and slowly, gently push your hips to the left, bend your upper body to the right. People who haven't given yoga a chance are truly missing out on what could be a life-changing experience that I had to travel the country to receive, while now we offer it right here in the small town of Pikeville. finding something that reminds you how important you are, that encourages us to be better, make changes. If you can find something like that, hang on to it and stay in the mountains. They're extremely beautiful.
Ottawa's came leaps and bounds in the past, 10 years. You look at the city 10 years ago and look at it now, it's completely different. So the city's doing great things, and there's other, cities in the region who are becoming, more progressive and bettering themselves. The last I've read in the news and stuff, coal isn't expected to bounce back. Like, it's pretty much done from what all experts are saying. So we're going to have to find a way to adapt and improvise, and we're going to have to make our own opportunities and create things.
The opening of Evelation Yoga Kentucky and CrossFit Experior have created new regional opportunities for both improved health and jobs. For those who want to remain in Eastern Kentucky, these types of opportunities help to allow it. Holly McCowan.
Getting out in the world, it is great to go and explore, but I'll always have my roots here. This is where I want to be.
For more information and class schedules, see www.crossfitexperior.com and www.evelationyogaky.com, or visit them both on Facebook. This is Kelly Haywood reporting for WMMT.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.